Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Police Captain Brian Scher about prom night safety.
Prom is coming up this Saturday for the Indianola Community School District. It's obviously one of the times where kids maybe want to go out and enjoy themselves a little bit, but it's also a dangerous time. Just kind of talk about some of the issues that both students and parents have to deal with come around this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So prom's April 13th from 8 to 11 at Adventureland for the Indianola students. And let's start out with the parents. Obviously, you have to know and discuss the school code of conduct before the prom with your child. Make sure they got those rules down pat so there's not going to be any issues. Also, know who your child is attending the prom with and discuss the events for pre- and post-prom parties with other parents. Get lots of parents involved so you all know what your kids are doing that night.
Well, I know one of the things with my parents and a bunch of my friends' parents is they had a big supervised party and they had a bunch of things going on that were, I guess, as safe for us to come back to, I guess. Is that something that you recommend as well?
Yes, the school is sponsoring an after-hours party that I know when my kids were seniors, they attended that, and I think it goes to about 3 a.m., but it's a safe alternative to some of the other alternatives out there.
Let's talk about it from a student perspective. What is some of the best ways to have a good time without doing anything you probably shouldn't be supposed to doing?
Well, let's remember, alcohol is illegal for persons under the age of 21, and underage drinking can lead to arrests, injuries, OWIs, all sorts of things. So unless you're 21, you can drink responsibly at that age, but I doubt there's any seniors who are 21.
I would hope not as well. Talk about what parents and kids should talk about, just kind of if there is something that happens, just kind of maybe give them some advice on that interaction.
So it's always a good idea to pre-plan answers that your child can use to get out of uncomfortable situations. If you're offered alcohol, if you're offered drugs, anything like that, parents should go over these types of scenarios with their kids so they have a pre-planned answer so they can get out of those types of situations.
And also kind of talk about, hey, you know, is there an option if you find yourself in a situation, maybe doing something you're not supposed to be doing, you just want to leave? I know some parents, hey, it's not hard to be angry with someone in that situation, but overall I think it's just safer to get them out of that, correct?
Correct. If you're a parent and your child calls you that they're in a situation, it's probably not the best time to discuss it at that point. You can always discuss it tomorrow. If they need a ride, go give them a ride, get them out of the situation, and you can have a nice, calm discussion tomorrow when they wake up at noon.
Just kind of talk about, from a police perspective, what happens when you get word that maybe something is going down that shouldn't be.
Well, you know, we're not counselors. We're law enforcement, so we enforce the laws. We're fair with everyone. We know prom's going on this night. We just want everyone to have a safe time. Stay away from the alcohol, stay away from the drugs, enjoy yourself. This is your senior prom, and have a good time.
Overall, Indianola been good in the past as far as prom activities?
Yeah, the school is phenomenal at their safety. We will have an officer at the dance, so there shouldn't be any issues there. And we are well aware of the post-prom party, so we will have a presence. We will encourage the officers to stop out there. I mean, enjoy the time with the kids and make sure everything's going safely.
And overall, just some generic advice for parents and kids attending their maybe senior or junior prom.
The parents, I mean, just have a game plan with your kid, and for the kids, trust your instincts. If you feel endangered or uncomfortable, leave immediately, get a ride. Worst comes to worst, call us.
Thanks to Captain Brian Scher for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.